New Country, Z100, Cam, and Mayday. It's 926. Hi there and good morning. Kent, the Country Morning Show. You know, it's a big week in Nashville, Tennessee. It is the CMA Music Festival. Of course, the award show last night at Bridgestone Arena. And things have been going on all week long. And our very own Josh Gass has been down there since the beginning of this week. And he joins me on the phone line right now. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Ken Zimmer. What's up?
Not much, not much. Are you surviving the CMA Music Festival?
Yes, very. It's been a long week already, but...
Well, let me start by asking you this, dude. Did you head down to the Bridgestone Arena last night, or what'd you do?
We went to the award show. We got to go inside and watch the show. What was your favorite part of the show?
Honest to goodness, I love the Blake Shelton Oak Ridge Boys duet.
You know, that was really good to pair Blake and the Oak Ridge Boys. I mean, I know they were one of his idols, you know, growing up, and to see them do Elvira together, that was great.
Yeah.
And the new song that he did, too, that was kind of comical, too.
What was your favorite part of the show last
My
night?
My favorite part, you know, I'm a big Keith Urban fan. I love the opening with Keith, Maren Morris, and Brett Eldridge. And then, of course, I was really psyched to see Pitbull. I mean, who wouldn't want to see Pitbull? That was really cool to see him there.
I know all the Low Cash fans up here were like really stoked to have I Love This Life on the award show.
Yes, that was really cool, and I was glad I got to be there for that. And speaking of Low Cash fans, I'm sitting at the new Ascend Amphitheater downtown yesterday for the kickoff concert.
Uh-huh.
And three girls come running down right there and sit right down in front of me. They didn't see me sitting there, so I tapped one on the shoulder and said, you can't sit there. And it was someone from Heron, Illinois, sitting there. I knew her, so I was messing with her.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you see everybody at the CMA Music Festival, and I was also going to touch base with you because do they have a couple of stages down there at that Ascend Amphitheater? I mean, how's that set up down there?
The Ascend Amphitheater, they've got, you know, an afternoon, basically. Like, today it starts after, it's like 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock, I think, today is when it starts.
Mm-hmm.
There's, of course, the Riverfront stage, which is always packed full of stars, which Jayco is kicking it off at 10 o'clock, which I'm not going to make that one just yet. I'm
right.
Not quite ready to get out of the apartment yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Then at the Ascend, there's also an acoustic stage that's out in front of it. And then they've set up another stage inside the Bridgestone Arena. There's a stage in front of the Hilton Hotel down right between there and the Country Music Hall of Fame for more free entertainment. So, really, you don't have to have a ticket to come to CMA Music Festival. You can come down here, do what I'm doing, spend in the week.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame has autograph signings all week long. You can meet several country artists. You just go in, buy the new CD, whatever it is. Get in line, you get a photo opportunity with it, get it signed, and move on and go to the next one. Several stars are having fan parties. You know, they're not so much fan club parties anymore because the days of fan clubs have kind of faded.
Uh-huh.
It's more or less just for anybody.
Honestly, Josh, like how many years do you think you've been going down to the CMA Music Festival? You were going down when it was fanfare.
My very first time coming to any of the fanfare events was 1995. So this is my 21st consecutive year. I've not missed a year yet.
That is amazing, dude.
And I change up my list of things I do every year. Some days I just do just convention center. Sometimes I used to do all the stadium shows. But you know what? You really don't get to see that great of the stadium show, especially if you walk the photo line, because you see a song and a half while you're getting through the line, taking your pictures and moving on, and you're waiting in the line for the next one to come on.
And real quick before I let you go, what's the first thing you're doing today down there?
I'm going to get my spot in line to meet Dierks Bentley.
Awesome, dude.
He's promoting his new album, which came out on the 27th of May, the Black Album, and I've been listening to it online. It is a killer album. Y'all need to go get it.
I appreciate it, Josh, man. You have a good, safe time down there, all right, buddy?
All right, thanks, Kent.
There you go. Hey, look out. Josh Gass wearing the Z100 t-shirt down there, flying the flag proudly at the CMA Music Festival. Website you can go to find out more, too, cmaworld.com. That will take care of you right there.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
Dollar Days. Dollar Days. Dollar Days. Dollar Days.